So District D folks, we're going to ask you to come on up. And District D is Anna Reed and Michael Thompson Jr. We'll get you guys set. And we want to thank you guys for being here tonight with us as well. And we'll do the same format. We'll do a two-minute opening statement from you folks. And we'll do one-minute questions. Right here in front of you, you'll see some folks who are timing us tonight, and they're just making sure everything's fair. So I want to say thank you guys for coming out tonight and being with us here in West Monroe. We're going to give you a chance to come up to the podium and make an opening statement and for the folks in the room and the folks listening via radio. And again, if you're in District D, I'm going to invite you when we get done to stop and talk to your candidates. They're going to be available in the lobby. There may also be some media folks who want to talk to you. But we appreciate you being here. We're going to start with Ms. Anna Reed. Ma'am, you have 2 minutes to come up and make an opening statement and introduce yourself to the folks who are here with us tonight.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Anna Reed, and I'm a candidate for police jury in District D. I'm a graduate of Chatania High School. Okay, and that's spelled C-H-A-T-A-I-G-N-I-E-R. I'm married to Matthew Reed, who is from Richwood, Louisiana. We have 3 children who are graduates of Wasserman High School. I'm running for the police jury because I've worked around a wide array of different people, and being a retired professor of Grambling State University, I was able to talk to a lot of different people and get that different idea. And I think that's very important. As I go through the district, we meet a lot of people that have different ideas of what's going on and what's not going on. And most of them I found is the flooding. So that'll be my most important issue. I'll go 1 minute. Okay, thank you.
You still have 1 minute left if you want to continue, okay. Ma'am.
Well, the flooding would be what they've been telling me most so. You know, there have been a lot of other issues, but flooding is the number one thing that they're talking about. They're talking about the streets and the lighting, but flooding would be that issue because we're finding trees that are growing in the ditches and the river where the water is flooding, most specifically at the end of Orange Street and Millhaven Road. We have trees that are growing in those, so water can't go anyplace. So those are the kinds of things that I would like to concentrate on. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Anna Reed, who's with us. Michael Thompson, Jr., sir, you have 2 minutes to make an opening statement to the folks who are here.
Hello, everybody. I'm Michael Thompson, Sr.
Ah,
amen.
Sorry about that.
I have a Jr. That's all right. Amen. All right. So I am Michael Thompson, Sr. I'm a pastor here in West Monroe, Louisiana, but I reside in Monroe, Louisiana. I own a bail bond company. I've been owning a bail bond company for 6 years, my wife and I. So we are business owners. We have been in business for a while. I have 6 children. I'm originally from a small town called Lake Providence, Louisiana, and I was able to matriculate here to Monroe. And in our district, we have some areas of concern as it relates to drainage. There have been several of our constituents in the area that have had problems with drainage and flooding whenever it rained. We also have a problem with lighting in our area as it relates to 165 south of Monroe. And so we have persons that have been talking about the needs in our area. And they have been concerned for a while about representation, someone who can listen to them and bring their issues to the table. And so we would like to do that for the District of D.
Thank you, sir. That is Michael Thompson, Sr., who is with us tonight. We appreciate you being here. Now, I have some questions for both of the candidates, and we're going to do one-minute answers. I want to remind you we're not doing a debate tonight. Just answer the question the best you guys can, and then we'll see what the other folks have to say. So we'll start with economic development, and the question goes to you, Mr. Thompson, first. Economic development has been an issue in your district What would you do to try to increase businesses moving into your district?
As it relates to economic development, one thing we have to do is have some type of collaboration with all the districts to make sure what is the need for not just District D, but the district of all districts. Of course, District D is a one of the questions that we have here, and so we will have to have a feasibility study to see exactly what is needed in our district, because we have several needs, and so we want to be able to meet the needs in our district for its economic development.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Ms. Reed, that question goes to you. Economic development has been an issue. How do you get more businesses to move into your district?
You start with the schools first. There is not a business, in any type of business, that is paying a nice salary that will move to a city that, first of all, your education arena is at a low, extreme low. So we need to work on that. And secondly, they won't move into a place where it's dirty. You know, if it's dirty and there's a lot of trash and there's all this stuff around, they're not going to move in. So you have to have something that's going to entice them to come in.
You were almost reading my mind, because my next question was about trash. So I want to ask you, do we need tougher regulation in your district on trash and blighted properties? And what are some of the things you might do?
I'm not really sure about that, because, you know, now they have a cost for there are folks that can't afford to pay to get that trash taken to the dump or whatever the case might be. I'm not real sure what you need to do, but something needs to be done, because when they can't pay for it, they drive to the next street and put the trash on the next street. So we'll have to sit and talk about that and try to figure out a way to do something better for the constituents.
Mr. Thompson, that question goes to you. Do we need tougher regulations on trash and blighted properties, and what would you do?
I believe there should be some type of regulation to bring up the morale of our district as it relates to trash. I do know that there have been, in the past, some type of regulations and some ordinances that were passed by districts that would put fines on persons that trash or would put trash out on roads or whatnot. But I do think that there should be some type of awareness at first to let our district know that, hey, we have to do something to make sure that we clean up our blighted areas and keep it clean. But so there should be awareness, and yes, in some facet, there should be some type of regulation.
Thank you. That's Michael Thompson. Mr. Thompson, a question for you. Sometimes as a police jury member, you're going to have to form an alliance with other people maybe to get something you want done. I want to ask you, is there a project in another district in the parish that you could get behind and support?
As it relates to being collaborative with other districts, I've always been the type of person that's been able to get along with other districts. So there are things that I've seen in other districts as related to District F and District B. There's some things that I've seen positive that have been done. And I would like for those things to be done in our district so that we could excel a little bit more. And yes, I would get behind this. The only way that we can be a board or a jury that can move forward is we all have to work together. We can't always get everything that we want, but we have to make sure that we are having collaborative efforts to move not just my district or one district, but all districts together. That's how we have a community when we work together.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. Ms. Reed, the question will go to you. Is there a project in another district that you could get behind and support maybe to try to get something done for your district?
Yes, that would be District F, which covers Tanglewood. There's a lot of issues in that district that DNF have been working together along with the lighting in Richwood on 165 because I guess in the past year and a half or so, there's been two people to die because of the lighting. But I think that's already on the way, that they are working with that. But because the districts are so close and kind of cross over, I think I could work with the trash and cleaning the trash in Tanglewood.
Ms. Reed, the question will go to you first. What are the critical needs, if you can give me three critical needs of District D?
One, street improvement. Two, better bridges and streets. And three, flooding.
Thank you, Mrs. Reed. Mr. Thompson, the three critical needs of District D.
Critical needs that we have is lighting for our area. That's foremost what we get from all of our constituents. It's just, we can't throw that away. That's all we have been listening to as we go out and doing canvassing. That's all we have been hearing, along with drainage. There are persons in areas that talk about drainage and also the roads, and we need better infrastructure.
Mr. Thompson, in your district, District D, what's something that's happening right now that you're excited about for your district?
To be blunt, nothing.
All right. Thank you, sir. Ms. Reed, something that in District D that you might be excited about?
Well, yes, I've seen some of the they've called the jurors and tried to get help in different areas to kind of fix pothole until they get money to do better repairs. So I'm excited about that. I'm seeing some of that happen.
Okay, I'm going to throw that question out I used a minute ago. I'm the million-dollar money fairy. So, Ms. Reed, if I had $1 million and you had to spend it on a project in District D, what would you use it on?
Myself. I live in District D.
Okay, you can't keep it yourself. You've got to spend it on the people.
I would go with drainage. I would clean out the ditches so that water can flow to LaFouche or wherever it goes, so it's not stopping. When I just said those trees that are growing in those areas, they need to come out.
All right. Mr. Thompson, same question. You got $1 million and you can't spend it on yourself. You got to use it on the district. What would you do with it?
I'd like to piggyback on my opponent, as she said, drainage, because that's all our district talk about. I mean, they have other needs, of course, mosquito abatement and all of that. If they talk about that, but the most thing they talk about the most as we've been walking is drainage, lighting, and roads. So, of course, drainage first. If we have something left, of course, we'll do that for lighting. Because a well-lighted area would definitely decrease crime and also allow those pedestrians to be seen. And so we have to try to find some way to get that done.
Thank you, sir. We're about out of time, but I'm going to get you guys to come back up and make a closing statement for the folks who are here at the West Monroe Convention Center and the folks that are listening right now all over North Louisiana and South Arkansas on the radio. Again, Election Day coming up October the 12th. The polls will open at 7 a.m., and you can find out more by visiting SOSLA.gov about what's on your ballot in your precinct. At this time, I'm going to bring up Michael Thompson, Sr. And, sir, you've got 1 minute to make a closing statement here at the podium.
I'm Michael Thompson, Sr. I'm one who's always been in the community. I know the community. I've been in my district, and I know my district. I've always known the blighted areas in our district, in our area, and I would like to be able to take all of that of what I know, to the jury room to make sure that we can get some help for District D. We are needing some help with drainage, flooding. We're needing help in our district with lighting. We need help in our district as it relates to roads. And the only way that we can do it if we get to the table and talk up for our constituents. I would like to be a representative for our constituents so we can make sure that their voice is heard and not that person that is in the seat. My name is Michael Thompson, Sr., number 88 on the ballot.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. We appreciate you being here. Ms. Reed, you have 1 minute to come up and make a closing statement to the folks here and the folks listening on the radio this evening.
Again, guys, I'm Anna Reed, number 87, District D. I would like to be the voice of the people in District D, and in order to be that voice, I would need your support. Thank you.
Thank you. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. We're at the West Monroe Convention Center tonight. Coming up next, we're going to hear from the folks from District F. But before we do, we're going to bring up KEDM.